In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, September 5th. Thanks for being with us. We begin this Labor Day with a story about workers in trouble. Donald Trump doesn't own the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City anymore. His stake was wiped out when it declared bankruptcy and billionaire investor Carl Icahn took over. But the casino is still in trouble. Just under 1,000 workers there went on strike on July 1st. And now the Trump Taj Mahal says it'll close next month. So what will happen to all those employees? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
James Mays has been a cook at the Trump Taj Mahal for 15 years.
I'm an excellent cook. I'm probably one of the best cooks in this whole building.
Mays is standing with a group of striking service workers at the entrance to the casino. Bellmen, cooks, maids, and other workers represented by Unite Here. The union wants health insurance and pension benefits restored. They were taken away when the casino declared bankruptcy. Workers had to pay for their own insurance. That was especially hard on Mays because his wife had cancer.
It was like $704 every month, and it came like every 15 days. You can never be late but like one time. And it had to keep going if you want your family to stay alive.
Mays' wife died a year ago. The casino's management told me it's closing because the union is asking for too much. The union says management has threatened to close before and is just bluffing. Mays says the workers will keep fighting for a standard benefits package, like other casino workers in town have.
People don't want to give up what they had here. And then people have been here so long, and you gave your blood, sweat, and tears, your hardest on this job.
But it won't be easy for all of the 3,000 workers at the Trump Taj Mahal to find jobs if it does close. There's already a glut of laid-off workers because 4 Atlantic City casinos closed in 2014. Stephen Norton is a former casino manager who now works as a consultant.
When you've closed 4 casinos already and a 5th one is closed, when your casino revenues are down more than 50%, there are obviously not nearly as many jobs on the casino floor.
Ellen Mutari is a professor of economics at Stockton University near Atlantic City. She says some of the city's laid-off workers did find jobs at other casinos on the East Coast. For others, it was just too hard to move.
We have the highest foreclosure rate of any county in the United States. So it's very difficult to actually just pick up and move for a job if you're underwater on your home.
Mutari says Atlantic City's unemployment rate is now over 7%. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.